But so we pointed out last time that right, that the Moishlim should say, come make a cheshbon. The Moishlim are those who are already in control. So if they're in control, why do they have to tell go make the cheshbon? So I think the Goyin and the Ramchal both ask this question. So the Goyin learns two separate things. Moishel is you conquered your teva, but then you have to start making a cheshbon. The Ramchal says, because only someone that did it realizes the value in it. And Mamela, the one that's Moshe will tell the one that's not Moshe, go make a cheshbon. You're a Moshlim to the other people, boy, cheshbon. Now, so Lemaise, I just didn't hop exactly the Nakuda that what comes out is that's what I thought. So when I was the Gra is saying that until you have control over your instinct, over your typhus, over your, over your instinct. Until you have control, you can't really make a judgment of what's right, what's wrong. You'll be blinded by your taiva. It's impossible to make the proper judgment. So I see Rav Dan over here says Gevald Kavar. Says you see here that it's the inverse of what Chazal usually say. We said a pasuk we actually mentioned this morning. It says, "Lo yisasuru achrei levavchem." Don't go after your lev and don't go after your heart. So Rashi says,
"Don't go after your lev and don't go after your heart." It's the same thing.
"Don't go after your eyes." Why? Because ayin roya ve'alev. So what starts off the bad? What starts the problem? The ayin sees. And once the ayin sees, the lev desires, but really the order of the pasuk opposite. So let's start levavchem first.
Right.
It says levavchem first. So the opposite. So he says, because there is an opposite effect. Let's start levavchem. Don't go after your lave, because if you go after your lave, then your ayin will see what your lave wants you to see. Meaning to say that you when you are reviewing and analyzing a situation, your lave will tell you how to see it. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it's probably overall pretty, Now you're biased, so therefore you're automatically going to assume it's a good thing
Or justify it.
or justify it. So there is an element of ayin roya lave chaymed, but there's also an Indian of lave chaymed va ayin roya.
How can they both be true, though? I
No,
hear
because
both ways, but I don't know.
it's two in yonim. The ayin roya, when the ayin sees, so then the lev wants it. But when the lev wants something, the ayin will see it the way the lev wants it.
Right, so what happens first? Two separate
It's two
situations?
separate situations. There's a situation where
Sometimes.
sometimes your ayin grabs your vision. And you want something that and it grabs it, then all of a sudden your lave will tell you take that. But there's another thing, which is sometimes your lave wants something, and then all of a sudden you'll see it that way.
I would have thought that someone's going to move first. People who don't want to see something, even if we accidentally see it, they make sure that it doesn't, right?
No,
But what's the
but
difference?
sometimes I had
How?
very good intentions, but at the end of the day, I just was grabbed in.
Well, there's all science behind it. It's called impulse buying. They put things by the cash register. You'll see, and then you'll desire it. Right as you're checking out.
Yeah, you didn't have those things. If those things
We're not on the list.
were not on your list, if you want those things, they'll put them back in the aisle with the candy and the magazines. If you didn't want them, so then why would you buy them there?
Right. I guess what I mean is that if somebody is vigilant and he's not gonna, even if he sees it, his lane is cut off from it. He's already.
You have to be a high level for that. Excuse me, you have to be at a relatively high level for that. Think. That's number one. But that's how I was learning the whole time, that the Gra and the Ramchal are arguing. That the Gra is going to learn that the Moshe Baruchai comes first, can't make a chesed, and the Ramchal is learning a different pshat. But then the Ramchal goes into this whole other thing that he says that the reason why you have to be a Moshe Baruchai in order to make a cheshbon is because, and he goes on to say this whole mashal that you're like a ksil holech b'choshech. You're like someone walking in the dark. And then he says, what's so bad about a guy that walks in the dark? So he says, there's two problems with a guy walking in the dark. First of all, he can't see anything. Even what that which he sees it wrong and misinterprets it. So you see from the Ramchal that there's really two reasons why, if you're not Moshe Baruchai, you cannot make a cheshbon. One is because you don't think it's important to make a cheshbon. You're supposed to don't see it. You don't understand. What's the big deal? Make a cheshbon, not make a cheshbon. Who cares? What's the difference? But aside from that, there's another point, which is exactly like the Goyim's point, which is that you can't make a cheshbon because you're going in the darkness, and therefore you may see something, think it's a pole, and it's really a person or a person in a pole, and you may misinterpret the situation. So the Ramchal is adding this mashal to explain another part. So number one is you don't see the importance of making a cheshbon. It's dark. You don't even see why you would make a cheshbon. But second of all, that's what he's asking, adding in this mashal, that even if you try to make the cheshbon, you won't be able to. So he is saying, like the girl also comes out. And there's another reason why, if you're not Moshe Baruch Hu, you cannot make a cheshbon. One is you don't see the value in making the cheshbon. More importantly, is you can't because there's no way to make that cheshbon. Okay. So, just as an etzah, if you are thinking to yourself, like, hey, what should I do? What should I do? Should I go to this? Should I not go to this? Right? A lot of different questions come up, and we have a very hard time deciding for ourselves. So, a good way to decide is imagine that you're someone else and someone's asking you the question. What would you give them? In other words, I don't know if there's a way,
Try to take yourself out
but
of it.
there's got to be a way to take yourself out of it. There's got to be a way. Okay. Fine. So he says, he proves this point that when Hatosa Shnei, there's another mistake you would make. Who awesome. It makes you confuses your vision. So you end up doing whatever you want, and you think that what you want is good, and what you don't want is not good. Okay. The aim dies, not enough. But those that already have left this jail, this control, they see the truth. And they can give you advice. So if you're in it, you can't see it. First of all, you don't see it at all. And then whatever you do see, you're not seeing the truth. A Moshe Baruch Hu, someone that's already gone down this path, he can now see the truth. So you have to kind of like step out of it. Okay. And then he gives this famous mashal. I wonder if maybe if we learn through it, can we come up with another reason, a better Havana of the mashal? So I'll just throw out the mashal, and maybe everyone think tonight a little bit about what is he trying to bring out with this mashal. But the famous mashal he brings is that you're trying to walk through a maze, a walk-through maze, some bushes. So when you're in it, you have no idea which way to go. When you go here, it's a dead end. You go there, it's a dead end. But if you're standing on top, then it's clear which path leads you to this, leads you through the maze. So Mamela, so to hear someone that's already been down this path and has made a cheshbon ha-nefesh could tell you what type of cheshbon to make. But otherwise, if you're in it, you can't figure it out. What is he adding with this mashal? What is the value of this mashal to the story? He explained the whole thing. Is this mashal adding anything to our understanding of the story? Okay.
I think it says the only thing is that